Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I love Glen Ellen, and there are things we are learning today about Glen Ellen as we feature that town on our Your Hometown series that I was unaware of. And one I was most intrigued by was Stacy's Tavern. So Dan is joining us. Dan Anderson is on the board of directors for Glen Ellen Historical Society. And Dan, somebody, when I was talking about it, sent a text and said, well, I think Lincoln was served there. Is that just urban myth, or is there any truth to that?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay. It's a good story, though.
I have no record of Lincoln having come to Stacy's Tavern.
You should go with it, though.
Anything's possible, but no, we don't have anything in our archives that would support that.
Okay, so this tavern, Stacy's Tavern, and back, if you're talking about the 1840s, a tavern wasn't a place just go and, you know, have a beer. It's where you stopped while you were traveling. You'd grab a bite to eat. You'd spend the night, make sure your horses got some water and that type of thing. And so was the original Stacy's Tavern really in Glen Ellen?
Well, that's an interesting point, Lisa. It wasn't Glen Ellen at the time. Stacy's Tavern is a house museum, a really fine one, and it's right at the north edge of what is currently Glen Ellen, corner of Maine and Geneva Road. And that's where Glen Ellen actually got started. When the first settlers came in 1834, that's where they settled. And among the early settlers were Joanne Stacy and her husband Moses. They started out in farming. But they noticed that the road that was running from Chicago west, ended up in Galena, was going right by their property, and there was a lot of traffic on it. And at that time, they were just about the right distance out of Chicago for people who were traveling west to stop and need an overnight break. So they built this inn, is really what it was, a lodging called a tavern, Stacy's Tavern. And it was immensely popular. They built it in 1846. Within a year, they had added on to it, which produced an interesting sidelight. When they added on, the addition was built over the well that was behind the original tavern inn. And consequently, and they kept the well there, but now it was inside. So I have a feeling that building had Glen Ellen's first indoor plumbing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, but an interesting thing happened in 49. The railroad came through here, except it didn't come by Stacy's Tavern. The railroad people, it was the Galena and Chicago Union Railroad, they built their tracks about a mile south of Stacy's Tavern, where there was a natural valley to run their tracks through. And consequently, and they built a train station there, and that caused the locus of Glen Ellen to shift a mile south. So our original community was there at Stacy's Corners, and it was a pretty thriving little community, but the one a mile south overtook it eventually. And actually, once the railroad came through, it was carrying the bulk of the traffic then, and the stagecoach run did not continue much after that. And consequently, Stacy's Tavern, although it had a great run for about 3 or 4 years, it closed up shop. And it became a private dwelling, an apartment building, a doctor's office. It was a number of things over the following 100 years. But then eventually it went on the market, and the village of Glen Ellen decided that it was such a historic property that they should acquire it, which they did in 1968. And their intent was to restore it to what it had been as an 1840s-era stagecoach inn. There was just one problem. The village officials had no idea how to restore that building to turn it back to what it had been. And that's how the Glen Ellen Historical Society came into being.
Oh, my gosh.
A group of Yeah, a group of citizens thought, hey, this is a neat idea. Well, they spent 7 years working on restoring that place. They did all kinds of research. Of course, all of the original furnishings and so forth had long since disappeared. But they were able to acquire period-appropriate furnishings, and they stripped it down, discovered what it had looked like originally, and restored it. And it's a beautifully restored 1840s era Stagecoach Inn now.
That is so cool. Dan Anderson is with us. He's on the board of directors for the Glen Ellen Historical Society. We're featuring Glen Ellen today in our Your Hometown series. And before I let you go, Dan, people can come and see it. So tell everybody how to take a look at Stacy's Tavern.
Well, right now it's only open by appointment. You can call and schedule an appointment. We have docents. We're trained to take people through and give you all the background information. My suggestion, during the summer, it's going to be opened on designated days. You don't need an appointment. But right now, if you want to tour it, you need to call us. Our number is 630-469-1867. Or you can go to our website, which is easy, GEHS.org. Glenellenhistoricalsociety.org.
So nice to talk to you. We should have featured you all day long because you certainly know the history of your town, of Glen Ellen, and we appreciate you joining us. It's been lovely.